1. Piper. The most important lesson I've learned from my mother, Cynthia Quinn Lopez Forsyth, soon to be Richmond, is that a woman who lets a man define her life ends up losing everything. Mom has given up everything for men, and they've always left her for something or someone new. I'm not making that mistake. Ever. So, no one should be surprised that I'm reluctant to accept anything connected to Malcolm Forsyth, my soon-to-be ex-stepdad. Not even a $12 million beach house a short bus ride away from my hard-fought internship in a city with a severe housing crisis. I've sworn for years that I'll make it on my own. But unless one of the 36 LA landlords I've reached out to in the last few weeks calls me back today, I'll be showing up broke and homeless. Which is why I haven't ended this call with Mom, even though I've already said no to her offer to stay in a free beach house, the only asset she's taking from her marriage to Malcolm. Necessity is the mother of compromising high ideals, or something like that. And I'm out of options and ideals. Piper, for goodness sake, you won't be staying in Malcolm's house. You'll be staying in my house, Mom says, followed by a muffled, "Not so short, Kelly. Joe likes them long." Of course, she's calling me from the nail salon. I should have known. I tuck my phone between my shoulder and ear as I yank open the top drawer of my dresser. I haven't seen my AirPods since Ashley, my nightmare roommate, borrowed them last week. No way am I broadcasting this conversation on speaker. The last thing I need is for Ashley to hear anything about me living in a bougie beach house in South Bay. She'll show up for a visit, and I'll have a squatter situation on my hands. I drop clothes into the suitcase at my feet that takes up most of the floor space in my room that's technically a walk-in closet. If you're not getting any money from Malcolm in the settlement, then you're going to need the house. You can sell it or rent it out. You need somewhere to stay more than I need an income. I've got Joe to take care of me, honey. That's what you said about Malcolm. And Ricardo. I don't add my father to the list. I've never met him, but I'm sure his promises were just as empty. Joe is different, Mom says, her voice drifting into that sugary dreamland where love lasts forever. Again. And rich. Did I say that out loud? Mom's silence makes me think I did. He's not rich, she says finally. What she means is that Joe only has millions of dollars, not billions, like Malcolm. The point is, I shove the drawer closed and it slips off the track. I catch it and try to wrestle it back in. Based on past history, you should play it safe, Mom. One more shove and my glasses slip down my nose while the drawer splits down the middle. Furniture from a box isn't known for its quality, but that's all I've been able to afford while attending Parsons in New York. Good thing I wasn't planning on taking anything besides my clothes and my sewing machine home to LA. I was hoping, though, to get $10 for the dresser off Marketplace. You're not going to change my mind, Piper. Ouch! Careful, Kelly! I doubt Kelly has hit any rawer nerve than I have. But if I keep pushing Mom, her poor nail tech is the one who will take the heat. I tuck a pile of shirts in my suitcase as Mom enters round 3 of repeating how she's going to solve my problems. What she doesn't say is that, in the process, she'll feel like a good mother. I'll be fine for the next 6 months while you intern at Valente, Mom repeats. And honestly, Piper, I know LA. What else will you do? The beach house is your only good option. I sigh, finally ready to surrender.